then with the minutes, we need to approve the minutes of the prior meetings. So I would look for a motion.
I did send out a markup of the minutes, and they were mostly just shortening things and getting rid of words that were unneeded, I guess. So mostly non-substantive changes. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that, Lieutenant Governor Cox, but Mr. Chair, we're in a meeting now. Sorry.
Fine.
So I would move that we adopt those minutes as amended, as I had submitted in markup form earlier today.
Yes, as amended, and I will second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And the motion carries unanimously. Next up, the resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of not more than $750 million aggregate principal amount of general obligation bonds in the state of Utah.
So, yeah, I'll just kind of cue this up. So, as you're aware, Mr. Chair, we are taking off of the shelf all existing authorizations that are yet unused, and we're using all of them because, as I'm sure you know, we're completely changing course from where we were before. We were conservatively and prudently PAYGO funding roads and prison and so forth, and there were no significant new authorizations during this past legislative session. So now with this crisis, we're recognizing the significant benefits of bond funding roads and prison going forward. We have about $528 million in unused authorization. The parameters on this resolution are a fair bit higher because we didn't know for sure. You know, the last couple of weeks I've been talking to GOMB and LFA, and there was discussion of the possibility of additional and new authorizations that could even be added to what we're doing here. That's not happened. So this parameters resolution shows a total proceeds of in excess of $700 million. In fact, at this point, we're simply going forward with the $528 million in all existing and unused general obligation bond authorizations. And I've been advised by LFA that there are discussions about new authorizations, but those are not likely to be passed. And we're not likely to be in the market for proceeds related to those new authorizations until perhaps early next year. So other than that very high watermark on the total proceeds cited on the parameters resolution, everything else in the parameters resolution is in line with our real expectations for the transaction on the outside limits of those parameters. And I'm hoping, since Mr. Wade is on the road, that Mr. Larson would be, Randy, if you're sure. Ready to formally present the parameter resolution.
You bet. Happy to do that. So the parameter resolution, as Treasurer Dampson described, has parameters of not to exceed $750 million, mature in not less than 15 years, and a discount of par of not to exceed 2%. Other than that, the resolution is in familiar form as what it has been before. The benefit, I might mention, of having $750 million above the $528 remaining authorization is that it does include some reimbursement in it. So if there were to be an authorization for highway or for prison, we're kind of putting a mark in the ground, if you will, on a calendar date that would allow us to reimburse ourselves for GO bond proceeds. That would remain dormant if the legislature doesn't authorize anything. But it may end up being helpful for highway or prison project. Other than that, this will authorize a notice of bonds to be published. It will have the documents, including this resolution and related documents, on file in the treasurer's office. Because of the COVID-19 limitations, we have also, the treasurer's office would also like to post them online. So the notice reflects that. Other than that, the resolution is in standard form from prior. I'm happy to. I'd like to recommend that as the state's bond council for your adoption, and stand ready for any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Treasurer. Anything else?
I would mention a couple of things aside from the parameters resolution. One being that in order for us to use the totality of existing authorization prior to July 1, we will need the, if you remember, there's provisions in a couple of the recent highway authorizations that say highway bonds issued under this authorization when combined with other general obligation debt cannot cause the state to exceed 50% of its constitutional debt limit. Well, we're planning on pricing this transaction and closing it before July 1. We want to expedite that process of access to proceeds. So if we had left that language in the last authorization, it would have reduced the amount that we could go to the market for by about, I want to say, $60 million or something like that. And I just felt that was a bit of a nuisance, frankly. Expressed that concern to LFA, and they will, the legislature will be eliminating that 50% provision so that we can just issue all of the outstanding authorized bonds in this transaction. So that's one other component that we had to chase down to get this transaction prepared. And then lastly, I guess I would mention that we are going to go with the same syndicate participants to take this deal to market. We'll probably shift the participants a little bit as far as who the book runner is, that type of a thing. But since we just went through a procurement, we just did a general obligation bond transaction, and we always do a post-transaction debrief. We have very fresh information on which underwriters really stepped up, really performed, and so forth. We can use that information here to really run with the same team, but put the stronger performers in a more prominent position within the syndicate. And so that'll help, along with some of the other things that we've done, to expedite the transaction. And as I said before, we're hoping to close the transaction, receive proceeds around early June. I think June 4th is on the calendar. The calendar is still somewhat tentative, but that's the calendar we have at the moment, and that's the timetable that we're targeting.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful. All right. If there's nothing more, then I would look for a motion to adopt the resolution.
So moved.
And I'll second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries unanimously. Is adopted. Other matters relating to the issuance and sale of general obligation bonds.
I have none. I just want to thank you and your team for your great work on this this COVID-19 response. I know you're working some really long days, and you're carrying a huge burden. We really appreciate the great work that you're doing for the state.
Thank you. That means a lot, Mr. Treasurer, and thanks to all of you. This is so much bigger and broader and deeper than I think anybody ever imagined, or maybe even we realize now. But it's just great to have such good people here in the state working together. It's an incredible team, and we're honored to work shoulder to shoulder with you. So thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for your lead on this. We really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
All right, I'll rule we stand adjourned unless there's anything more.
I think we're good.
All right. Thanks, everyone. The beer, eyebrows.
Be well. Take care.